You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
Well, dials on the moon all over this land. Yes, Donald's on the moon all over this land.
There are times when countries need revolution. Now, nobody wants to see knives and pitchforks and guns on the street, but damn it, we need a political revolution. That's what we're seeing in this country right now, is a revolution. That's what people are crying out for.
Bernard Schaefer, 81, serenading Donald Trump with his own song, and the Republican chairman in Youngstown, Ohio, talking of revolution. Anger and excitement, the Trump blend. And here in America's Rust Belt, where the steel mills were once a cauldron of prosperity, that anger is boiling. All around you, you can see why.
Now, this downtown area here, Struthers, was completely different. There were stores on both sides. There were two department stores.
Gerald Dickey, retired steel worker and union negotiator, grandson of immigrants who came to a place where there were jobs, jobs, jobs.
My grandfather, he worked to the right here, seeing this building on the right with the broken windows. That was the rod and wire.
We're standing now on a piece of ground that was a rich industrial landscape over which trees and shrubs and wildflowers are now encroaching. But you can see the signs of the past all around us. An old railway track, the bed of it there on raised stone, now broken in two. An old railway train itself lies there rusting. And behind us, the hulks of old steel mills. What was this like in the days before the 70s when it was thundering away? What would we have seen?
A beehive of activity. There was blast furnaces here. There were coke plants here. There was always machinery moving. It was steel on steel. The sirens were always blaring. You could hear the sirens at night.
And the day came when you knew that it was going to end.
Yeah, it was September 19th, 1977. We were told that the company would close the entire Campbell Works. It was an attack on our lives, our livelihood, our future, our families, our community. The American dream became harder and harder to achieve. Those that stayed, they found that the paycheck didn't amount to the same as the factory work, as the mill jobs did, and life became harder and harder.
These mills, they built the tanks and bombs that won this country's wars. We sent our sons to Korea and Vietnam. Now we're wondering what they were dying for.
The balladeer of urban America, Bruce Springsteen, with his mournful anthem to this place. Because the pain isn't an invention of Donald Trump. It's felt by those who would never have thought of giving him a vote in a place like this, a pillar of Democratic Party politics since the Depression of the 30s and FDR's New Deal. The question on which this presidential election may turn is whether many of them might now turn Trump's way. On the night of the primary here, the Republican chairman, Mark Monroe, watched something he'd never expected to see.
The first thing I saw was how many Republicans voted at the primary election, and it was 34,000, and I froze. I fell off my chair. There were only 14 or 15,000 Republicans in Mahoning County.
Standing at another site where the mills have been pulled down, Jose Arroyo of the United Steelworkers Union confirms it. He's worried.
What we feel is that Mr. Trump is actually preying upon the fears and the anger of you know, the contraction of the steel industries, watching people's jobs go overseas, the closure of plants.
And if they hear someone saying, I'm willing to have a trade war with China, they say about time too.
Exactly. They like that kind of rhetoric. You know, our job right now is to educate, because rhetoric is rhetoric, and there's got to be a little bit of substance to what you're saying.
The Trump campaign is unorthodox. He talks about himself all the time, offends somebody in nearly every speech, and uses language we haven't heard from a presidential candidate in the modern era. Clinton isn't just wrong, he says, but corrupt and a crook. It's as if a potent drug has been injected into the bloodstream of the campaign.
We have to get our identity back. My grandparents came from Europe. They all came from Italy. They come the right way.
What's the big issue for you?
the safety of our country. To be honest with you, I think we need to throw out some people that don't belong here.
Who?
The illegals.
That's the spirit among these Republicans waiting to hear his running mate announcement.
With that, I would like to introduce a man who I truly believe will be outstanding in every way and will be the next Vice President of the United States, Governor Mike Pence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Why are you supporting Trump?
He's real good with economics. I also think he's good for the country as far as security. We need an aggressive attitude, aggressive for success in making this country great.
Oh, he's just the right man at this time in our lives. Everyone I know is fed up with government. They're fed up with the way things are going. And if we don't make a change, we will not have a country.
His problem, of course, is that many Republicans find him unpalatable. Many ideological conservatives are wary, which is why at the weekend he chose the ultra-conservative Governor Pence to run with him.
So let's put him in the White House the next time we vote. Send a message to the others, you don't float my boat.
This is an election in flux, driven by anger, riven by uncertainty. The biggest unknown of all, still, being Donald Trump himself. At the convention in Cleveland, starting today, even the soldiers in his own army don't know what to expect.
Like it is when he can. There you have it, folks. Donald's on the move. Vote for him. President. Yes.
You can listen to more free content from the Today program by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.